This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Quite a ride for former President Donald Trump's stock that launched on the NASDAQ market yesterday. Early on, Trump Media and Technology Group Corporation soared 59%. Then in the last hour of trading yesterday, a drop toward earth, ending the day at $57.99, a gain of 16% on the day. The initial public offering initially valued the company at $10 billion. But what is really under the hood in that company? I spoke to Jay Ritter, a professor of finance at the University of Florida. Welcome.
Good morning.
Would an analyst see $10 billion of actual value?
If you look at the company as a result of this SPAC merger, it's got about $300 million of cash. But will it be highly profitable in the future that could justify such a high valuation? Very unlikely. The company only has annual revenue of about $5 million. It's losing money. And in terms of where does it get that revenue? Well, it's a combination of advertising and paying subscribers, but neither of those sources of revenue is growing very rapidly. So this valuation is just crazy.
So it may not be an investment in the traditional sense of investment. It may be more like putting a Trump for President placard out in front of your house, a sign of support for a candidate, maybe?
My guess is that almost everybody buying the stock are Trump supporters, where it's more a purchase out of showing loyalty rather than thinking about this as a good long-term investment.
Now, as the majority shareholder, former President Trump's net worth on paper right now has increased significantly, given the stock price and that company's valuation. This is a potential windfall for Mr. Trump in the billions of dollars, but my understanding is company rules are he can't sell right now and cash out. Could the company change that rule?
As a standard with these SPAC mergers, shareholders are locked up, typically for 6 months, as is the case here. His lockup prohibits selling, but also using the stock as collateral for a loan. Now, the board of directors, in theory, could waive this six-month lockup, but if they did so, the stock price would probably immediately drop. So the ability to convert this paper wealth into cash is pretty limited.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch progress for this stock for the next few days. Jay Ritter, a professor of finance at the University of Florida, thank you very much for helping us with this.
You're welcome.